I love these verses, and man, it shows my testimony. We'll read it. I'd ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. The Bible says, "But God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than now being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." Let's pray. Thank You so much, Lord, for being in this place. And I thank You for giving me the privilege to speak God's Word. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. This is, man, it's exactly where we need to be. And I shared my testimony to the football team, and it's special, it's different, but praise God, it's mine. And Brother BJ shared his this morning, and man, I'll tell you what, it's the complete opposite, but I thank God for that. Because he lived a life of hell, and man, JD lived a life of heaven, basically. Went through my whole life, my whole childhood, my family, God love them, raised me in church every single day. What a blessing that is. A lot of folks don't have that. And man, I'm so thankful that my mom and dad raised me and Caitlin to be men and women of God. And we went on a mission trip when I was 14, and somebody was preaching that night. A lot of folks got saved that night, and I had a lot of guilt come upon me. Now, I want you to understand what that means. It's not conviction. It's guilt. And guilt means you get shown something, but it's not really Holy Ghost conviction. And I want to stress that in this room because I lived that for years. And when I was on that mission trip, I was guilted into getting saved at 14 years old. And really, that was my first memory of really who God was, because I knew that the Lord was real. I knew that you had to have a relationship with Him. I knew that you had to trust in Him. You had to give Him your life. You had to get away from all these things. And the difference, and I'll say this, I truly did not get saved that night when I was 14. And here's the reason, is I did not repent. You see, I prayed. I said the words. But I went back to the same stuff. And as according to the Bible, you cannot do that to be saved. Amen. Now, that's hard because I lived it for many years. I had a lot of hidden sin. I didn't battle with meth. I battled with stuff you've never seen. I battled with stuff that people today say it's okay because nobody else knows about it. But it's sin toward God. It's an abomination unto the Lord. And people know, some people don't. I just know that it's sin. And praise God, you can get saved from sin. Because when Jesus truly saves an individual, the Bible says you cannot do it anymore. I know, man, some folks, they may go back to it, but anyway, I was addicted to pornography. That was my life. And from, you see, I was a preacher. I lived on the outside a godly life. But I had a hidden sin in my heart. And there may be somebody here that battles not with any of those big things that people talk about. Praise God, you can be saved from that. But you may be battling hidden sin, just as I was. And God knows it, even though my parents didn't know it. My wife didn't know it. My fiance at the time didn't know it. God does. And he knew. And one of the issues, one of the big things that for a long time I battled that and didn't want to get saved truly, is because I had held a position at this church as the youth pastor. Had a position teaching the kids not to do wrong. When I was in, told you I battled with pornography, that was my sin. In December of 2019, I quit it. I didn't do it anymore. And I was clean from that for a year before I got saved. Now, I want y'all to understand this. Just because you quit something don't mean you got saved. Because I lived a full year, didn't touch that stuff. And I had sin still in my heart. And the reason why I love this verse in Romans 5:8 is because in verse 8 it says, God commended his love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. And until I got truly saved, I didn't really understand that. Because when I was living like Satan wanted me to live, he still loved me. Did I deserve to be loved? No. But he still loved me in the middle of my sin. And I want people to understand that even if you're not saved, he still loves you. And man, he loved me when I was a liar. And anyway, moving on. I accepted the youth pastor position at this church, and I mean, honestly, I lived for the Lord. Didn't do any sin, tried to run away from it, would read the Bible every day because I was supposed to. That's what you're supposed to do. And I'd sit back in an office back there and I'd read the Bible every day. And I'd teach on Wednesday and Sunday. But I didn't have the Holy Spirit living inside of me. And I'm going to tell you something. You can teach God's Word not be saved, man. Man, I lived it for a long time. And I was the youth pastor here for 4 months. I went to, me and Holly were going down the road one day. And this is when God started to kind of open my eyes about my own lies. I was going down the road. I was driving. She's in the pastor seat going down Interstate 22 coming home. And that song, Who You Are to Me, by Lady Antebellum and whoever else is, anyway, it came on and then it went off. And then right after that, God spoke to me. Y'all know on these new cars, they've got these touchscreen radios. It's got this big flat screen TV right there in the middle. And God spoke to JD. He didn't speak to nobody. He didn't speak to Holly. She didn't see it. But the words that were on this radio screen said, affirm whose you are, JD. It had my name on it. Now, I told you that God knew you and God loved you before you were saved. And he knew me and he loved me before I was saved. And when I thought I was living the right way, but I wasn't, he still tried to get my attention. And I thank God for that. I thank God that he revealed himself to me. And I was going down that road and it had my name on the radio. And as soon as I was about to tap Holly and show her, it went away. Because it was for me. And that night, it started a process in my life where the Lord would continue to show me things. And, you know, you think if your name was written on the radio that you'd kind of get saved, but I didn't. I didn't get saved that night, should have. But I still kind of went along with, I did this back then. You see, I said these words back then, surely. There's sin still in the heart. And I've got over that for a while. And me and Brother BJ and some men went to Broken Lives in November of last year to share the gospel. And for some reason, I didn't speak that night. And there was a reason behind it, just because God wanted to show me something. Usually, I'd get up there and say something, but I didn't. And all of our men preached. And then at the end, Brother BJ was closing it up, and he shared a story of somebody who cheated their way to winning. About a woman who went to a marathon, and she cheated when she won, and she got up to the judge, and the judge said, "You didn't win." And I'm going to tell you what God does in people's lives, is that was conviction when he shared that message to me. I read earlier Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick, and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. That was the most conviction I'd ever felt in my life. It felt like God stabbed my soul in that place. It felt like I was the only one there. And I kind of pushed it down for the time being. That was November, 30 days, half September. There's 30 days in November. So that was November the 30th. And from the 30th to the 1st to the 2nd, for three straight days, I didn't eat. I didn't sleep. I didn't do anything but cry my eyes out and try to live. But you know what? It sucked, because I know God was showing me something. He was truly convicting me to be saved, and I didn't want to be saved because I thought I'd already had it. And to have such a high position, how unholy is that? But God just kept pricking, and He kept pricking. And I just thank God that He didn't give up on me, because for 3 days, He continued to convict my soul. He didn't leave. Man, He didn't leave me. And on December the 2nd, I came into the church, because I was the youth pastor, asked BJ to come up here and talk to me. And I sat in that room back here behind this baptistry. And, boy, I knew it was me. You know, sometimes in your life, you may know somebody else who truly don't know Jesus, but there's sometimes in your life God knows He's talking to you. And He's truly just being on you. And I got in that floor in that room and asked Jesus Christ into my heart. And I'm going to tell you something. He came in. Yes. He came into my life. He made a new man in me. He brought the Holy Spirit, and I had a blood bath that night. I got washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And I want to share a little bit, share the difference, I guess you could say, because when I got saved last December, there was a change in my life, a true change. I didn't have that before. I don't look at that porn no more. I don't try to look at it. I've been called to something new. I've been washed clean.
Yes, sir.
And praise God, I'm not who I used to be. And I want to tell y'all something. I don't know if you're saved or not, but praise God, I know why. And it got personal that day in my life. And just some of the differences, there was a new, like we talk about, the Holy Spirit comes inside, a new man living. He walks with me and talks with me. We talk all the time. There's a new love inside of my life. You see, I loved Holly before I got saved. But God loved her so much more. Man, I love her so much more. And the day after I got saved, she got down right there and asked Jesus into her life. And that's the best thing that ever happened to me. In those 2 days, I got saved and she got saved. And I will tell you something. God can do the same thing in your life. He can do the same thing. And my question I want to leave with you, and it's hard to ask, but I want you to affirm whose you are tonight. Man, I'm not the best, but thank God I know the best. And I promise you one thing, if you'll get real with Jesus, He'll get real with you. And the Bible says in James 4, it says, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. And every day since I've been born again, I've gotten that word, and He's drawn close to me. And I have grown so much. And praise God, I'm not who I used to be. And really, man, I'll just... By affirming who you are, what affirming means is you make sure. That's what it means. And in my life, He showed me that to make sure I was His. Man, God don't want you to go to hell. Man, it's not for you. You and I couldn't handle it because it wasn't made for us. And all you got to do is trust in Him. And it's hard to do. I'm going to tell you, it's hard to have a youth pastor position and get saved. But God can restore everything. Because I'm sitting here today, I'm teaching our youth. And I'm teaching them the right way now. And the difference I've had in my life is unbelievable. The difference my wife has had in our lives, man, God has done so many good things. And one of the things we ask our men at Broken Lives is, we don't really ask them, are you saved? We ask them, if you die right now, where would you spend eternity? Because that gets real. And I want to ask you something tonight. If you died right now, where would you spend eternity? Man, God has shown me so much love. And I thank Him for that every day. And God is showing us love every single day. It don't matter if you're lost or saved. Man, He loves you. And He can save you. And if you're saved, praise God, He can restore you. And He can restore your family. And He can just take over your life. And I thank God for that. Brother BJ, go ahead. Come on up here.